In a quarter of an hour, the coach was back. The fairy, who was waiting at the door of the house, lifted the poor little Marionette in her arms, took him to a dainty room with mother-of-pearl walls, put him to bed, and sent immediately for the most famous doctors of the neighborhood to come to her. One after another the doctors came, a crow, an owl, and a talking cricket.
"I should like to know, Signore," said the fairy, turning to the three doctors gathered about Pinocchio's bed, "I should like to know if this poor Marionette is dead or alive."
At this invitation the crow stepped out and felt Pinocchio's pulse, his nose, his little toe. Then he solemnly pronounced the following words:
"To my mind, this Marionette is dead and gone. But if by any evil chance he were not, then that would be a sure sign that he is still alive."
"I am sorry," said the owl, "to have to contradict the crow, my famous friend and colleague. To my mind, this Marionette is alive. But if, by any evil chance, he were not, then that would be a sure sign that he is wholly dead.